On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Hey, didn't put this on your calendar yet. June 28th is Freedom Celebration at Expo New Mexico. It's a free event. There'll be a lot of family things happening with the Fun Zone starting at 4 o'clock, and then the stage comes to life at about 6 with Calvary MSC. We'll also welcome Jordan Felice onto the stage, and Passion with Christian Stanfill. The headliner that night is Jeremy Camp, an old friend of this ministry. Of course, a message from Skip Heitzig on what it means to find true freedom in Christ. So it's going to be a great evening, and it rounds out with one of New Mexico's biggest fireworks displays. It's all free, and what we hope is that you'll invite everyone and bring someone out with you. We'll see lives changed. Just a lot of great family fun. The details are all on the web at freedomabq.com. Now, Jordan Felice, who I mentioned, is going to be part of the event. Now, you know, like most of these artists, they're around doing all kinds of different festivals and things throughout the year. And one of the ones that Jordan's going to be at is 40 Days of Music, which is, believe it or not, this one's new to me. It's been out a few years, and we'll get into the details about that as we welcome Mark Loy, the co-founder and chief communications officer at Answers in Genesis. Mark, we so much appreciate the time you're taking to bring us up to speed on 40 Days.
Well, Steve, thank you. We appreciate your radio network. You carry our Answers with Ken Ham radio program. Ken Ham has spoken at the church there that's associated with the radio station. So we're grateful for the opportunity to say we're glad to partner with you and to also encourage your listeners to not only think about going to your expo and hearing Jordan Felice there, but she'll be singing at our 40 Days of Christian Music event at the Ark Encounter in Northern Kentucky.
Yeah, now 40 days of Christian music. The notes I have here say 150 musicians, and the concert is going to be held at the Ark's the Ark Encounter's sister attraction, Creation Museum, as well as at the Ark Encounter. But July 29th through September 6th, so there's still plenty of time to plan for this. And actually, you know, I want to make sure the listener knows that they can go to the link at 40daysofchristianmusic.com. Lots of information there. But Mark, what was the genesis of this? What inspired this huge festival?
I like your pun there with the use of the word Genesis. We are Answers in Genesis, and we're blessed to own and operate two Christian-themed attractions near Cincinnati, Ohio, the Ark Encounter, which God is blessing with over 1 million people of visitors a year, and also the Creation Museum about 45 minutes away. We have a very large auditorium near the full-size Noah's Ark. It seats about 2,400 people, and we've learned that it's become a good music venue. And several years ago, we met with our friend Ray Flynn of Abraham Productions. He organizes a lot of Christian concerts around the country. And we thought, you know, why don't we play off the theme of the flood of Noah's time being 40 days and 40 nights and feature 40 days and 40 nights of Christian music, featuring people like, you know, Crowder is coming back. Matthew West is new this year. And it's a variety of genres, not only Christian contemporary, but we are in Kentucky here, just south of Cincinnati. So we have bluegrass, southern gospel, just about any music style that your listeners would enjoy will be featured at 40 Days of Christian Music, July 29 through September 6th. And the beauty of this, Steve, is you don't have to get tickets ahead of time. What you do is you pay your admission ticket to visit the Ark or the Creation Museum. We've got concerts going on at both sites, but you pay general admission. You spend the whole day at the Ark, and it's more than just the Ark, Steve. We have a very nice zoo. We've got a virtual reality experience, zip lines, the second largest restaurant in America. You can spend an entire day just at the theme park. And then starting at about 4 each day, we have these concerts that are included. They're included with the admission price. So you just show up that day. You can go ahead and purchase tickets ahead of time, but there's no reserved seating. You just show up. But when you have someone like Jordan Felice there and Matthew West, Big Daddy Weave, Crowder, it's good that you get to the auditorium about an hour ahead of time, because it's possible that even in that 2,400 seat auditorium, it could get full. So, but you know, even on top of people enjoying the wonderful Christian music of variety of styles, we encourage people to bring non-Christians to these concerts and to be exposed to the teaching in the Ark, because at our very heart, Steve, we're evangelistic. Last year, at 40 days of Christian music, over those 7 weeks, we had 2,400 professions of faith. People who attended the concerts heard an evangelistic message that occurs between the concerts. They lifted up their hands, and we were glad to hear that they've received Christ as Savior as a result of attending.
Yeah, I'm looking at the full schedule right now, as a matter of fact, on the website at 40daysofchristianmusic.com. Each night has not only, you know, a list of various artists, but a speaker, which is, I'm sure, very similar to what I mentioned at the top of our segment with the local event here, Freedom Celebration, where there'll be lots of music and family fun throughout the day. When the rubber hits the road, the gospel of Jesus Christ is primary, and we're seeing lives changed. So just exciting. I mean, and I want to mention a few of these that our listeners will be familiar with that we didn't mention: John Reddick, Jason Crabb, Big Daddy Weave. It's an extensive list. I would encourage you to go to 40daysofchristianmusic.com. Look at the whole event and, you know, plan out your trip with one of the artists that will more resonate with you. You mentioned Matthew West, a new artist this year. I have to tell you, if you haven't heard Matthew West in general, you need to hear him. But Mark, I don't know if you've ever heard Matthew West do "Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow." But when I first heard him do that, he's a crooner. He can. You know, most of his music is not. But when I heard that, I was like, wow, he's an old soul for a young guy. So there's a lot of great music. And do you have a favorite, Mark, that you've seen come to the event?
Okay. Well, you know, Matthew West, of course. In fact, my wife right now is reading one of his books on prayer. So he's actually a pretty good writer and a devotional speaker. You know, as I look at the list here, you know, I'm from Southern California. And so I didn't really appreciate bluegrass music until I moved to bluegrass country.
Yeah.
And we're based here in Northern Kentucky. I like Karen Peck. And she it's called Karen Peck and New River. And she has a little bit of a bluegrass twang, if you will, to her music. And then also the Isaacs are here. They're very big in the South. And, well, wait a minute. Isn't New Mexico a part of the South?
Okay, well, yeah, Southwest. Yeah, Southwest.
So that the name the Isaacs might be familiar to some of you. Triumphant. So this is Southern gospel, but we even, as I said, with people like Crowder and Big Daddy Weave and Matthew West and Katie Nicole and Jordan Felice, we also feature the music that's maybe even more generally popular than Southern gospel.
Yeah, well, those of our listeners, now KLYT has been on the air for nearly 50 years. In the mid-70s, it signed on as arguably the first full-time Christian rock station. And many of our listeners from the 80s especially will remember Mylon LeFevre and Broken Heart. Now, Mylon is in heaven now, but the roots of his music go to, I see on the list there, August 19th, the LeFevre Quartet will be performing. So get a little taste of really what it was his heritage His family was well established in Christian music long before he did the secular music he did with Atlanta Rhythm Section and writing songs. I know he did. I think he penned some things for Elvis at one time, but then went on to do Mind and Left Forever and Broken Heart. But yeah, with all of these artists, there's just so much to talk about and so much great music and great music heritage. But the important thing here is time with family over the summer, July 29th through September 6th at Williamstown, Kentucky. If you want to find out more about the event, it's 40daysofchristianmusic.com. And we briefly mentioned the main attractions, the Ark Encounter and the Creation Museum. There's some new things happening there. We'll get into some details about that. Mark, we're going to take a break. Can you stay with us?
You betcha, Steve. Thank you.
All right. We'll come back and talk more with Mark Loy from Answers in Genesis next on ABQ Connect. Mark Loy is our guest from Answers in Genesis, and we spent most of the first segment talking about 40 Days of Christian Music. It's concerts that are happening in Williamstown, Kentucky, at the Ark Experience, as well as the Creation Museum, July 29th through September 6th. Get all the details, and there's a lot of details to consume there, so take some time to go through 40daysofchristianmusic.com. And see how you might participate in that. And as Mark mentioned in our first segment, the concerts are free. They come with your ticket to either of those attractions. And Mark, for those not familiar with the Ark Encounter and the museum, if you could go into a little more depth on that and what they would experience there. And then before we let you go, we want to talk about some of the new attractions.
Well, thank you, Steve. The Ark Encounter is a theme park of which the centerpiece is a full-size Noah's Ark built according to the dimensions given in the Bible. But it's the whole attraction is now a one-day experience because we have a very nice zoo behind the Ark, a virtual reality experience, animal shows, zip lines, lectures, at least one or sometimes twice a day in our Answer Center. You could easily spend a day here, and God is blessing us with wonderful attendance, over 1 million people a year. Almost a third of our guests, Steve, are not Christians. They're coming out of curiosity. They have questions about the account in the Bible of Noah's flood and Noah's Ark, and they get their questions answered inside the ship and elsewhere. Just walking through that massive ship takes about 2.5 hours if you're going to read many of the signs and watch the videos. Now, the Creation Museum is a walk through history from Genesis to Revelation, but we concentrate on the book of Genesis because it's the most attacked, the most scrutinized book of the Bible. And so we answer the most asked questions that people have about creation, evolution, dinosaurs, and we do it in a very high-tech way. In fact, Steve, some of our detractors, the evolutionists who visit, will come here and admit it's the best-looking, most high-tech museum they've ever seen. And these exhibits we have here have been vetted by PhD scientists. One of them on staff here has a PhD in biology from Harvard. But it's not a boring, stuffy science museum. It's meant for the whole family. The museum features a planetarium, a 4D special effects theater, and all sorts of music and lectures. It's also an all-day experience. So if people are hoping to come to the Creation Museum and the Ark Encounter break, you need to at least carve off 2 days to do both. And the Creation Museum is like the Ark Encounter. It's evangelistic. We present the gospel throughout. We don't want our non-Christian friends who come here just to leave the Creation Museum or the Ark and say, okay, yeah, maybe the Bible is true after all. In terms of eternity, that doesn't mean much because we want them to receive Christ as Savior and Lord. So with our two attractions and even with the 40 days of Christian music starting July 29, we're all about evangelism.
Well, and I have several friends who've been out for the Ark Encounter and the museum, which, by the way, Mark, and how long have those two attractions been there?
At the Creation Museum is 18 years old. We're being blessed with over 500,000 visitors a day. And the Ark Encounter was opened in, it's coming up on 7 years, and doing great attendance again. And when you come out and visit us, Steve, when you come to the Ark Encounter, you're seeing right now about 50% of what's planned. There's going to be expansion at both the Ark Encounter and the Creation Museum as God continues to bless us with good attendance.
And we'd encourage you to go to that website as well, by the way, arkencounter.com, and find out more. The team at Answers in Genesis, Mark, are busy creating new attractions for families to go enjoy. What's happening this year?
Yeah, the three of us who founded the ministry, we knew nothing about building theme parks. But we got some wise counsel from Christians who are in the theme park industry. And one of the golden rules they said is, if you build something of this size, keep it fresh and keep adding on, because you'll attract repeat visitors. And so those museums and those attractions that just remain the same, they have a tendency to die on the vine. And so at the Ark Encounter, we've already expanded the zoo another time. We've got all sorts of interesting Australian animals, and that's kind of a nod to Ken Ham, who is the visionary and co-founder, and he's from Australia. And right now we're building a large model of Jerusalem, what it may have looked like at the time of Christ 2,000 years ago. That's taking about 2 years to construct. It's that elaborate. It's not just a static scale model of Jerusalem. There's some high-tech features to it, and it'll be an experience in itself. And then maybe 3 or 4 years down the road, as God wills it, a Tower of Babel. Now, we're not trying to recreate the Tower of Babel, but it gives us an opportunity. That account in Genesis of the Tower of Babel helps explain why we have the different people groups around the world. We don't like to use the word races. That has so much evolutionary baggage to that word, races. But that'll be an indoor dark ride, not a roller coaster, but inside this ziggurat style building, people will be told about the account of the Tower of Babel, that it really occurred, and it helps explain the different people groups we have today, different skin shades, eye shapes, and so on, plus the gospel, that all of us, regardless of where we're from, have the same need. We're all inheritors of the Genesis 3 curse. We're all sinners in need of redemption. So it'll be another opportunity for us to present the gospel at this future Tower of Babel, as well as this first century model of Jerusalem.
All right. Well, listen, Mark Loy, we appreciate so much, not only your time this morning, but all the hard work over the years that you've done, and the team at Answers in Genesis, of course, under your leadership, along with Ken Ham and others that have made it just such a great tool that's available for Christians to actually use to share with others. And as you mentioned, and I mentioned earlier in our discussion, the Answers in Genesis short feature is heard on KLYT. And if you haven't been to just the Answers in Genesis website, I encourage you to go do that. You'll find resources there that you can share on social media and share personally with friends and others. In regards to the event that we started in our first segment talking about, 40 Days of Christian Music, if any of that interests you, you can get tickets to the Ark Encounter at arkencounter.com. And with that ticket, depending on where you land on the calendar during the event this summer, it comes with the music. But go to arkencounter.com, or you can call the Ark Encounter at 1-800-721-2298. Mark, thanks again so much. And don't be a stranger. We would love to have you back on the show when these new attractions, the doors are opening, and we want to let folks know about a great opportunity for family fun.
Thank you, Steve. And I hope to see you here in Northern Kentucky at our attractions. You'll be my guest.
All right. Well, Mark, thanks so much. God bless you, brother. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.